proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. We began looking at the 11th chapter of Hebrews, defining the concepts of faith and hope, and beginning our study in those individuals mentioned as heroes of the faith. In this segment, we begin to look at the life of Abraham and the faith of Abraham. Abraham was earlier in life called Abram, which means father of a multitude. Abraham descended from Shem, one of Noah's sons. Abraham grew up in Ur of the Chaldees, in a city that was located in current southeast Iraq. Nearly one quarter of the book of Genesis dealt with events that took place in the life of Abraham. Yet, in these events, the Bible revealed nothing about Abraham or his life before he turned 75. Three of the major world religions, Christianity, Judaism, and Islam, three of the major world religions esteem Abraham highly. Islam regards Abraham as a prophet. Judaism considers him the father of the Jewish nation. Christianity defines Abraham as a model of faith that believers should emulate. The author of Hebrews described Jesus Christ in Hebrews chapter 2 as taking on himself the seed of Abraham. In the sixth chapter of that epistle, the author depicted Abraham as a recipient of the divine promises. Other New Testament characters also alluded to Abraham. In Acts chapter 7, Stephen spoke about him as a historical figure. Paul, in the fourth chapter of Romans, and James in the second chapter of Romans. Each of these referred to Abraham as our father. In Romans chapter 9 and 2 Corinthians chapter 11, Paul further described himself as originating from the seed of Abraham. God himself called Abraham a prophet and referred to him as the friend of God. He affirmed in Genesis chapter 18 that Abraham would, quote, command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment. He later commended the patriarch for having obeyed his voice, keeping God's commandments, his statutes, and his laws. In Hebrews chapter 11, the author of Hebrews commenced his dissertation on Abraham by remarking how, quote, by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whither he went, unquote. This event took place in the 75th year of Abraham's life, and in Ur of the Chaldees. According to Genesis chapter 12, here's what happened. God instructed Abraham, quote, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee, unquote. God at that time promised to make a great nation out of Abraham's progeny. God said that the whole world would reckon themselves blessed through Abraham. At this particular point in history, Abraham and his wife Sarah had no children. Abraham had to either accept this promise of God by faith and move to a country he didn't know, to live among people he didn't know, and experience a way of life he didn't know. Abraham had the choice of obeying God and doing this, or disobeying God and remaining within the Ur of the Chaldees. What did Abraham do about this offer? When we get to our next lesson, we'll study how Abraham reacted to God's offer and the consequences that resulted from the patriarch's decision. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio broadcast about biblical faith.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.